This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Now, Tom, I got to tell you, I'm getting a little bit nervous, right? Like, I love doing radio with you, but I'm turning my big 2-1, but doing 21 in a couple of weeks. You've already hit the half century.
Oi!
I want to ride this little wave of unpaid success with you for as long as I can. But I think we need some tips to get us over the line, you know, get us our life, just get us a bit older for a bit longer.
So you're asking for some advice on how you can live longer?
Well, no, I've got the advice for you. Because you're hitting the milestones quicker than I am.
Sweetheart, I'm 51. Look how I look. I want to see a picture of you where you look this good at 51.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Well, here are my tips so we can do this radio show, hopefully one day even paid. I want to do this to like 100, you know. I reckon we could wheel each other in.
I don't want to live to 100.
No?
That sounds tiring.
You reckon?
I'm happy to go at 89.
89, that's actually a pretty good age.
Yeah, I'm happy. That's enough. After that, I don't want to be decrepit laying in a nursing home having someone, that's bed baths, isn't it? Oh,
my God, I know they're like 100. Foot scrubs and whatnot. Yeah. This list is actually really easy. I was reading it the other day.
So I'm taking notes.
Okay, get that pen out.
I'm ready.
First one is so easy. It's just exercise, five days a week, and it only has to be, like, it only has to get your heart rate just a little bit pumping and
you're
fine.
You know my rule. I run for two things, shoe sales and last drinks. Yep. That's it.
I know.
Yep.
But if you start walking, everyone take... Do you walk your dogs?
Yeah, but that's not really walking. I walk to the end of the street, I let the dogs off and they run through the park and I just call them back.
Okay.
They run, I don't.
Well, if you go for a little bit of a run with them, everyone, just like it has to be 30 seconds and you just get your heart pumping, that's already going to make drastic differences in your life. That's okay. My first tip.
I'm bored already, but go on.
What's your sleep schedule like?
Well, I sleep when I'm tired. Well, I sleep when I'm dead. That's what I used to say in my 20s.
Do you get... Well, you're always tired now? Like, do you get enough rest? How are you feeling?
Well, I have lots of naps.
Okay.
Do they count?
Well, I mean, yeah, if it all accumulates. It just says here that you need to clock up the hours, otherwise negative changes can occur in your life.
But I don't think you can go like 4 days of no sleep then sleep for 2 days straight. I don't think that's good for you.
No.
You're talking about
consistency.
Seven, 8 hours a night?
I mean, it depends on what works for you. Some people can run off 5. I like to run off about 7 to 9 hours.
7 to 9.
Yeah, I get a lot of hours in. It's really bad. What do you get?
I get as much as until the dog wakes me in the morning. I don't know. Right. I don't count that thing. And if I feel tired, I have a nap.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Eating and drinking. The Mediterranean diet is apparently phenomenal for you.
Excellent. I love the Mediterranean, so I think it's fantastic. Antipasta and lots of alcohol.
I
live on that.
Okay, so problem is
okay,
not
so
lots
I've
of
got
alcohol.
One out of three so far. I'm doing all right. Yeah.
But you can't drink lots of alcohol. The doctor said you've got to moderate your drinking.
Yeah, doctors idiots.
Last two quick ones. Manage stress. I know you used to do yoga and meditation. I think you should start again.
Like 35 years ago.
You were saying last week you want to start again. I think it'd be good for you to start again.
Sweetie, I've been saying that now for 15 years. I'm too lazy to be bothered.
Maybe let's sign up for a yoga class together.
No.
I need to relax.
Yeah, you do. You are highly strung.
I know, it's
That's
bad.
Bad for you.
My eyes are twitching and stuff lately.
Yeah.
Last one, you got to connect with people and have a purpose.
I don't like people enough to connect with anyone.
Yeah, but you got to try. It says here that you're going to die early if you don't get that connection going on.
There is no way in hell. Look, I don't believe anything you say, so let's throw it out to the fantastic Joy listeners, because I tell you what, they are a lot more intelligent than you, young lady. And we're going to go. So if whoever gives me the best reason, or what is it, the best...
Yeah, best... What is something that you swear by that you
go,
do in your day-to-day life that keeps you healthy
That'll
and
help
joyous?
Me live longer.
I want to live forever so I can keep this little radio journey with Tom going forever and ever.
Yeah.
So my question is, what's something that you implement in your life that keeps you healthy and vibrant? We've got a text in.
Because you're 20 and
yes.
I'm 15. If we're going to do this for another 30 years, I'm the one that needs to live longer. You've got to, like, the statistics say you'll make it to 50.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we hope so, yeah.
But if you add another 20 onto me, that's 70, or I'll be pushing it.
Oh, my.
But you're right. Thank you, Terry from Coburg. I like that one. It said, Tom, use, you know, a product that males give out. It's called, like, a semen.
Yeah.
As a moisturiser for your face. You can get donations if you don't have enough. Yeah. I think that's going to make me look pretty. It's going to have a lot of fun involved in collecting this sample. But it ain't going to help me live any longer, is it?
No.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Terry.
So far, Terry's the winner.
Tom, we've been wanting to plan a holiday as a little radio team before I go away for quite some time. Now, you've been really flaky on the plans.
Yeah, but, sweetie, you know how much I love you, but I don't want to wake up and have to look at you every day.
We can have different rooms.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Are you
in? Now I'm hurt. Now I'm hurt. Oh. I thought you were flirting with me again. I'm getting all excited.
I found a new place because I don't know if you want to go to Gold Coast. You don't seem too keen on Cavill Avenue.
Oh, God, no. No, wait. To me, it's like Bali of Australia. It's where we send all the trash for the weekend. No.
Well, good news. NASA is taking applications for regular civilians like ourselves to go to the moon.
No way in hell. I am scared to get on a plane and it only goes 10,000 feet. There's no way I'm getting on a plane that goes out of the atmosphere. If something goes wrong, there's no escape thing. That little chute is not going to reach the Earth.
But it's the moon. You get to step foot on the moon. Isn't that wild?
There's nothing there, my love. I'm telling you, I've looked through a telescope. There's no malls. There's no dance nightclubs. There's no Starbucks. I mean, what the hell would you do?
The next Kylie Minogue could be on the moon, on the other side of the moon. Who knows?
If a Minogue was there, I would go.
You're the one that's got all the conspiracy theories. I thought you'd be so on board with it, like the dark side of the moon and all that.
No, there's nothing there. I'm telling you, there's nothing there. No one's been there. That would all be.
I thought it would have turned into a Thomas conspiracy, but you're giving me bloody donuts.
I'm telling you, we've never even been there. That was all done in a studio. We know that we never went to the moon.
Wait a minute. Okay, now I thought there wasn't a conspiracy. Now there is a conspiracy.
We still haven't. It's now. Well, that was in 1969. That was 50 years ago. We still haven't cured cancer. We've still got environmental problems. We can't keep water in our system. We burn the forest. How the hell 50 years ago did we send someone to the moon? If science was that clever, we'd now be in flying cars. But still, I'm driving petrol down the street. It's not happening. It didn't happen.
You didn't even drive. You're on a moped.
Well, it's still petrol driving.
Right.
It doesn't magically drive itself. This is what I'm saying. If we could physically have sent someone to the moon 50 years ago, how come technology hasn't moved any forward? What did we get out of it? Lycra. I mean, that's about it. And I'm telling you, that should stay back in the 70s. Jason, thank you. I love this one. If you want to live forever, you need to take a special poultice of the blood of a newborn kitten and the first leaf that's fallen in autumn. Grind it all together and paint it on your face. That sounds like
Jesus.
Something. But listen, in all seriousness, he says, as Freddie Mercury sang, who wants to live forever?
Me, obviously. I want to live forever. I want to ride the wave with you, Tom. Glenn from Coburg, he's saying, he cougars or daddies it up. You date someone younger than you and you feel so rejuvenated.
You're only as old as the person you're feeling.
Oh, that's wholesome.
That's wholesome. Come over here, young man, and let me squeeze that.
No! This one is from Xena Sofa, and it's the secret is to find something that you do that makes your heart sing.
Oh, I love
rejuvenate,
it.
Rejuvenate you, make you feel a little bit happy. Andy's saying you get to live a bullshit-free life. I love that, Andy. And little Jason, he's come back with another one. But he's saying just eat fresh veggies.
Oh, that's boring, Jason. Little Jason, I liked your first one. You know I'm not going to eat anything healthy. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to do anything that any doctor that tried to tell me what to do.
How about Anthony from Armadale here, though?
What did
you
say?
Judy told us through the song Smile. Smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Smile.
We all know Judy only smiled because she was that bloody done up in Bitchwits, wasn't she? They had her that high. She had no idea.
Spilling the tea this morning,
aren't
you? I
would smile that much too. Yeah. Read one from Brad. So far, Brad's winning. Brad's my favourite.
Brad's all about having sex and having good sex. He says that it's almost like running a marathon.
Look, it'll make you happy at the worst. Well, if not, it'll give you an STI, which is true. Thank you, Brad. But it gives you positive reinforcement. Yay.
Tom, I've got a thing for you. The other night.
Oh, really? Hang on. Go.
No. Okay.
I've got my glasses cleaned. The magnifying glass is out. Go on.
Ageist clubs, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Ageist. The other night I was in a club myself and it was one of those like young people clubs, you know, with the influence music. And there was a 40-year-old lady sitting there sipping a margarita and I thought, cool, she's out on a night out, but I just wanted to know is that a thing?
No, I'm very angry about this, you know that, because I read it in the Star Observer this week. In Melbourne they've set up a gay little thing that's happening, like a club, you know, to go.
Yeah.
They've got age limits.
Really?
Age limits. Oh. Discrimination. I'm really very, very upset about this because how do they know my life? In my 20s, I was raising children.
I didn't get
to go out until I was 40, but is it sad? I want to know from you, young boy, is it sad?
Is it sad?
So here we go. I found it because I've got it. I wrote it down. A small part of me questioned my self-worth you know, after I read that.
Oh, well, you had like a little existential crisis just after reading an article.
Look, among them, it is a gay men's dinner party that has the age stipulation of 25 to 45. I mean, what's wrong with the 20-year-olds getting on with a 50-year-old? No, that's wrong. That's gross. And there's a lesbian beer and cider tour in the Yarra Valley, which is only for 25 to 49-year-olds. Gay men's trivia night with an age limit of 39. That's... So what...
I don't think this
is the age. Do you not realise we all now live to 80? That's the average age limit. So they're telling me half, when you're half the amount of time you're going to live, you're not important enough to come out.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go to the party. Look, I just look at the people in the club, because it was a young, really young person club that I went to. My experience with this, I went to a really, really young person club. It was really uns doofy doofy. And I didn't want to be there. And I'm thinking, why does this 40-year-old lady, the bangers, like really dirty music, why do you want to be here? But if they're having fun, they're having fun.
But if her children and like young, so she's probably listening to the doof doof music. So it's hard not to. I mean, I'll tell you what, I didn't like Spice Girls when they first came out. But after having two daughters who grew up into it, I love the Spice Girls
right now. Okay.
So, you know, it makes sense. If you're a mother or a father and you're listening to your children's music, it's hard not to start getting into it. Maybe she loves to doof doof.
I mean, I don't think I can back age limits at all, because I went to this place called Club Retro in Lonsdale, and that's normally like a 30s to 40s club, and that was there with my, you know, 20-year-old friends. We had a great time. We were dancing with everyone. And they
accepted
us.
We have more fun.
I think so.
We know how to party.
But I think there are some sad people that go to pick up young 20-year-olds, and they're like 50-year-olds, and they just kind of pry, and they're there. I don't know.
That's sad. That is really sad. But, you know, at least we're at oldies. We know how to get up and have a dance.
You do.
We're not sitting there in the corner looking at our mobile, worrying about what's happening on Instagram.
Yeah. I like it. I think your music is a lot better back in your time as well.
Well, I am going to say to Gay Events Melbourne, this is discrimination. This is ageism.
Big time. Ageism. I don't know if that's a word, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's ageism, baby.
I'm discriminated.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.